are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Hello, this is Bradley Martin with the Screener Squad. Going to tell you a little tale. Long, long ago, me and my sister used to watch something called the International Channel in California, where we grew up. We didn't know what anybody was saying, so we muted the TV and talked for them. We mostly talked for Dragon Ball Z, which, to hilarious results, the only time we unmuted it is when Goku went Super Saiyan. We didn't know what the heck was going on, but we wanted to hear it. Krillin had just died. Anyways, we're not here to talk about anime. We're here to talk about an experimental process, possibly the future of long TV series format. The Duplass brothers, they went and produced a very quirky, strange comedy, surrealist effort called Cinema Toast. It's on Showtime. Creator of that show, the Jeff Baena. Apologies if I'm messing up that name. Writer of The Little Hours, I Heart Huckabees, and other things you've probably heard of. I'm not going to discuss this alone. No, I'm not all by myself. I have someone with me who always makes sure to butter her toast on both sides. Mindy.
It's funny you mention your dubbing, because when I was living in Kenya, there was one channel that was entirely in Kiswahili, and so my dad and my sister and I would sit down, and we would, particularly there was this terrible cooking show, that we would just dub over the entire thing of what she was making. So
that is wonderful. I have a lot of good memories doing that with my sister, actually. We have a third today, a young man, a young dog or cat, I forget. Much too young to remember what powdered toast even is, let alone the man that represents it. Doggett.
Hello there, everyone. My name is Doggett. I am not doing a fake voice. Also, this is a real show. Do not be fooled by the Zoom call level voice acting we got here.
So, as I said, we got 10 episodes. We're not going to discuss them all. But these episodes are old footage of old films featuring some actors and actresses in these old films that you may even recognize.
There's one of them where it takes it from Night of the Living Dead. That was the one where I knew the footage.
Was anyone else kind of offended by that one?
Well, I mean, it was all about Karens and racism and kind of making light of it, so I could see why people would.
Absolutely. A lot of these episodes make light of very serious, at least, topics nowadays. And I was wondering if they thought they could get away with it because it was old-timey footage, maybe?
Oh, no. I mean, because it could have been funnier. Like, oh, that.
Pretty much the entirety of this series could have been funnier. That should be the motto theme of the show, is it could have been funnier.
The Night of the Living Dead one could have been the best one. But they focused on, like, this whole Karen thing. Is like, okay, I mean, that's an ongoing internet joke, but it's, like, 4 years old now. Get some writers.
One that I thought could have been good, too, was there was one where it started. It was a monster movie, and it was a drama. It started at the end of the monster movie and then continued after that. And if they'd had more time, that one could have been really good, but it just stopped. But yeah, no, another one that, like, the Ronald Reagan one, like, that one could have been really funny, was not. What was the other one I'm thinking of? Oh, yeah, the first one tried way too hard to be funny and failed utterly. The gay one, the one about gay marriage, tried real hard to be funny and just was offensive. And it's just, it's so many.
The Russian car dog one? was probably the most effective one because it felt like it was trying to go for creepy more than funny.
That one offended me for the entire series because that one had actual animal cruelty in it. Like, it was real animal abuse to a
dog. How do you think I felt?
Yeah. Well, then you should have been crying like I was. I literally screamed at my screen and started sobbing because that was actual animal abuse that they did, that they showed of a dog. And there was no warning of it. Like, the character, like, kind of said that there was a bit of a trigger warning, but that's a character. That's not a real warning. So that...
In a ridiculous comedy.
Yeah, in a ridiculous comedy. And the fact that they showed that in the second fucking episode soured me for the entire series.
We're referring to the mad science shit they do with an animal's head, right?
Yeah, they show a decapitated dog's head that they're keeping alive. And it's a real dog. And it's horrifying. Because it's real.
How'd they find that footage? That's fucking crazy.
There was a Soviet scientist who did bullshit like that, to the point that even the Soviets were like, okay, dude, this is too much.
We'll launch a dog into space, but no, sir, right here? Mm-mm.
Oh, you know what happened to that dog when they launched it in space?
It died.
Horribly. Yeah. So it's like, they're not against... Yeah, and it's just like, when you have that at the beginning of your show, like I said, this was the second episode, and the first episode was trying way too hard to be funny and wasn't. And so it's just like, okay, not funny comedy followed by actual animal abuse. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then having the rest of it be like various shades of trying way too hard to be funny and trying way too hard to be social or social minded and just failing utterly. There was like one episode where I actually thought it did a good job, which was...
Which one?
I think it was the fourth one where it was the woman trying to put on this image of I have a perfect home life while she's secretly killing her husband at home because he's abusive. Like, that one did the surrealism really well because it's supposed to be a surrealist show. And that was the only one where I thought that the surrealism and the storytelling was effective. Everything else was not. And on top of that, the voice acting was fucking terrible. Like, there was one episode, holy crap, because I'm a voice actor, so it's like, I take this very seriously. There's one episode where there's a woman...
Prove it! I'm joking, Mindy.
Call goodwill, you will hear my voice. Okay, but it's like every single character except for one is played by the same person, and that person is not good to begin with. So it's like... Yeah, I feel so distraught about what happened. Well, you should have known what was going to happen. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's hurting my brain. Stop.
Well, it sounds like there was only one take and probably over the phone during a break between their actual work.
You think anybody got paid for this? Like any of those voice actors?
So. Yeah, because it's Showtime. That means it's union. They have to. It's part of the rules.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have because they were awful.
Well, you should get paid for a job, even if it's a bad job, and then let go if it's not good enough.
Yeah, we get paid for this.
Well, there's not much to move on to. Until you explain that second episode was actual footage of dogs suffering. Yeah, that's disgusting. One gay wedding and 1,000 funerals.
That was the gay marriage one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I believe that was near the end of this series. But this, for me, was an absolute struggle and a chore to finish. I hate most everything about it. And that bothers me because I like Nick Offerman. I like Dan Stevens. Why does Dan Stevens keep
like
doing
Allison
these experimental
Brie.
Roles that are so awful? And Alison Brie, yeah, exactly. She's done great voice work in the past.
And she was trying her damnedest.
Princess Unikitty.
Yeah, she's there in the first episode trying her damnedest to be good. The thing is, the material of that episode, the writing of it, is just bad. It's one of those where it's very clear they are trying way too hard to be funny and trying way too hard to be clever, which is characteristic of a lot of them. And it's just, when you try too hard, a lot of times it just flops.
Doug, any redeeming qualities in this series?
Well, so since it's old footage... the second episode didn't bother me too much. I'm just kind of a fuck up person. I've seen, some This isn't about my life. Anyways, I was going to say the second episode didn't affect me as strongly, but that being said, it wasn't a good episode.
Trying too hard to be funny and failed.
I don't think the second one's trying to be funny at all. I think it was going for creepy more than anything else.
That was going for look how silly everyone was being afraid of the Russians.
Well, it's like some things the dad was saying to the kid were definitely trying to be jokes. And it's just like, no.
That was trying really hard to be funny.
It was no moral oral.
No, not at all.
No, I was just going to say, I guess one of the hardest things about this is this shouldn't have been on Showtime. This should have been a YouTube, like, 5 minutes.
Maybe 5 minute skits.
Yeah, 5 minute skits. You get your comedian friends and get them to do voices over Zoom, because that's obviously what they did here. Or I don't know why the quality would be bad otherwise. But by giving it a whole Showtime show, it makes all three of us go even harder on it than we probably would if we just, like, came through this on a Facebook feed. And it makes me feel bad because we were given access to this, and the first thing I see with that access is this show. And it makes me think, I don't know if I want to keep doing this, if this is what we get. I mean, can we give me a Desus and Marrow, but this, this is a no-go for Doggett.
Oh, Christina Ricci is in it, too. Yeah, they've got famous people in it, and they just suck.
If this was cheaply animated, like, shitty animated, you think you guys would be better off with it, or it'd still be shitty?
Well, none of the stories were interesting, except for that surrealist one you mentioned about the fantasy murder.
If this was Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, that, like I said, the one with the monster dying at the beginning and then the continuation, that was interesting. The Reagan one was interesting in that it was one of his Western movies, but they were talking about the White House. I think the further away they went from the source material in regards to what it looked like, the better off they were. But it's when they had the, you know, like I said, the gay marriage one, the Karen one, all the ones where they're trying way too hard to, the Amazon one, trying way too hard to send a message and be funny. And they just failed because, again, you're trying way, way, way too hard and none of it feels natural. And there are, you know, animes that have taken the entirety of the dialogue out and rewritten it. It's like, it can be done in a way that makes it interesting and actually saves the anime because people didn't like the original dialogue. So it's like, you can do this. You just didn't.
Yeah, and you can even update dialogue to fit more modern times.
Right.
Like I mentioned Dragon Ball Z earlier, you had the little bald Krillin character saying things like, Mondo, cool! And like, people say that, right, Doggett?
No.
Okay. Well, I've seen, like, the difference between some dubbing of Sailor Moon versus versus subtitle, and some of them are pretty different, and it's like, I think the dubbing is better because it sends a more positive message.
The best dubbed Sailor Moon is when they introduced the two lesbian lovers.
As cousins.
I believe it was Deke, but yeah, they're cousins.
Yeah.
They can still be lovers.
They changed the dialogue, but they didn't change the any of the drawings or the blushing. So one cousin would be like, we're going home now to play video games like cousins do. And then the one with the blue hair would blush extremely, and I'd be like, well, what's going on there?
Well, they realized they shouldn't have done that, so now they're lesbians.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun dub because of that. Like, yeah. You can't hide who someone truly is. Silly overdubbers, even if it's a fictional character. Okay, well, why don't we just jump into
let's keep talking about Sailor Moon.
Better than this show, yeah.
I could talk about Sailor Moon for a long time, but Doggett, what are your final thoughts and your final rating on this
experiment? I can't
experiment?
Recommend anyone watch this. As our fabulous co-host, Jenna, sometimes says, I wasted a joint on the show. And I'm angry about it. Oh man, I feel bad for stealing her joke. I feel like the show. But seriously, there's more creative things you'll find on YouTube. Actually, there's a whole series on YouTube where people overdub anime.
And other animation, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, go check that out. Go check out Dragon Ball Abridged. You'll have a way better time than
Team Four Star.
Yeah.
Team Four Star
any
is comedy
of the
gold.
Abridged shows are just them taking a cartoon and redubbing it.
And they failed here with a Showtime budget, A-list actors, comedians, the best of their craft. And it's just not good. I'm going to give this 2 out of 10 examples of white privilege.
I like it. Mindy!
I think I've already said a lot of what I think in my long rant earlier. But yeah, this show is bad. I mean, the episodes vary in regards to quality, but overall, the majority of them are just terrible. Like I said, the one that stood out was the surrealist one with the wife killing her husband at home. And some of the others are kind of good. But the majority of it is just bad writing. Actors who cannot voice act for the most part. And a show trying way too hard to be funny and relevant and just overwhelmingly failing. There are shows, as we said, that dub things over and are really good at it. So it can be done. And if you want to just be funny with, you know, old school films, watch Mystery Science Theater 3000. I mean, there are ways to get the kind of humor that they're looking for that do it way better. And the fact that this is a Showtime show, dudes, come on. You should have known better. So yeah, the fact that they had one episode that I thought was good saves it from being a zero, but it's only gonna be a 1 out of 5 straight people diving into the street to send a message, much like this show.
Oof. Y'all, brutal. Brutal.
Take it home, Brad!
I'm not going to waste my time talking about this. This is a crap show. It gets a zero from me. Fuck this show.